Hi everyone, I hope you're keeping well and I hope you enjoyed this week's teaching around your path and purpose. And I hope the last few weeks have, I suppose, got you to think a little bit more about this or feel into the energy of your own purpose and how it wants to unfold and allowing that to happen. And also to take that pressure off yourself and know, like I mentioned last week, that our purpose shapes and alters as we shape and alter throughout our life. But I've been thinking over the last few days just a lot around, okay, so how do I support all of you now in moving towards your purpose? Because it's all great for us to talk about it, let it unfold, see what shows up. That's a huge piece of it. But there's also the part of us that's like, does have that calling, does have that want for something. We just might not know what it is. And then this morning I was having blood test done, and my nurse, who I know very well, who does my blood, she was talking about kind of the life changes she's had over the last few years from a death in her family, and she got divorced, and she really was just speaking about trying to find herself again. And as she was speaking, and I've had many conversations with people around this stuff, or, you know, even myself, where we're kind of like, God, I don't know where I am anymore, or I don't remember who I fully am. And I want to kind of connect with that. And then there's the element I've talked about as well recently where, you know, we have had a lot of changes. So we're also newer people. We're newer beings within ourselves, and we have to get to know who that is. But as she was speaking, I really was listening intently to what she was saying. And she was talking about just trying to kind of do things for her again. And this was the premise of when I created It's Time For Me all those years ago. It was to remind women to have that space and time for themselves. And we all talk about it. And I think we talk about making times for ourselves or finding ourselves or connecting with ourselves. I mean, I talk about it in the memberships, talk about it with my friends and family. But what does that actually really mean? You know, not that it's a cliche, not that it's a quote that we read of like, fill up your cup and all these things that we know. What does it truly, truly mean to actually connect with yourself, to actually stop for a moment and remember the importance of yourself? And how can we allow our purpose to unfold, let alone figure out what our purpose may be, or if we know or feel we know what our purpose is and we're moving towards it? How can we really let that happen fully, really authentically to us and really in aligned with us, if we're not fully sure of who we are now, and if we're trying to find a road back to ourselves? And perhaps part of our purpose is to actually rediscover ourselves many times along this road that we take in our life. And just whatever she said, like, it's not a conversation that was very profound or anything like that. I mean, we've had many of these chats before. It was just when I really was just stopped to listen to everything she was saying and how it was making her feel to have had not just the thought of connecting with herself, but she was actually now doing something about it. And I feel that when we show up and treat ourselves exactly in the way that we need to be treated, it's those moments where we get the clarity, we get the internal guidance, our intuition sparks off, the inspiration sparks, you get an idea, you get a thought, you get momentum, and something starts to move. And I really, really want you to not just think about this from a logical place, but to feel that in your body, to feel that sense of, you know, when I want to move in my life towards anything, I have to create space for that. So how do we create that space if that first begins within ourselves? And I just feel that no matter where you are in your life at this time, some of you I know are going through quite a lot of life transitions at this time. Some of you have just come out of them. Some of you are in good places, but you know, you're ready to kind of rediscover or reimagine things for yourself. So in ways, we're all on the same path or in the same place, just at different stages of that. And if we were to really fundamentally understand what our needs were and understand that it was okay for us to meet those needs and to cherish ourselves and to mind ourselves, it would be amazing what could then unfold. because we're not then looking at a purpose, as I've said before, as something that's outside of us that we're going to find, and it's going to fit in, and nearly like the missing piece of a locket or something coming back together, that we're suddenly together. It's already within us, and it's for us to create it out of ourselves, like we were doing last month. But I wonder, as you listen to this, and if this resonates with you, do you really look after yourself? Do you really do the things for yourself that you actually require? Do you get enough rest? Do you get enough sleep? Do you have enough support? Do you eat the right way for yourself? Do you talk kindly to yourself? Do you tell yourself that what you desire, even though you mightn't be able to figure out how it's going to happen, but could actually be possible for you? Do you share your dreams and your hopes with other people as well and speak about them out loud? I think like we live in such a busy world, and it's just getting fucking busier and busier and busier. And there's so much coming at us, you know, of around spirituality. There's so much coming at us around how we should eat and live, what we need to do in our homes, what we need to do with our children, what we need to do with our bodies, you know, all of this stuff. And it's like, can we drown out a little bit of that and find what that personally and individually means to each one of us, ourselves? And that's what's really important. Last night, my friend, who I only chat to a couple of times a year, I had dreamt about her the night before, and I contacted her because in my dream I was doing a reading for her. It was quite interesting. And as I was reading for her in my dream, like all this guidance was coming through, and I contacted her to tell her, like, I basically read for her in my dream. And it was all really accurate. And in that moment, anyway, we always seem to contact each other when there's things going on for each other. It's very interesting. But anyway, she sent me this meditation, and I did it, and it was all around womb energy. Now, I've given womb healing meditations. This was actually if you'd had miscarriage and kind of releasing just stuff from the physical body. And I lay down last night and I decided that I was going to do it. It was the most beautiful, gentle meditation I've listened to in a very long time. And as I did that, I actually could feel a release from the body. Okay, now I would always try and tap into my body, but what it made me think, and this is in relation, I'm telling you this for relation to yourselves, is that like I just said there, I would always tap into my body and see how my body is feeling and see this, that and the other and try and give myself space and time. But when I actually did that meditation, whatever the words were, the music were, the imagery that she was guiding us through in the meditation, I actually felt really connected to myself for the first time. And I don't mean in a long time, as in I haven't felt connected, but very powerfully so, like very powerfully so. And I thought about that in relation to this energy of what I spoke about with my nurse this morning, or what she spoke about, and also what I'm speaking to you about of this time, that like we don't have enough sacred space for ourselves. And when you've got, especially, I know a lot of you are really busy with, you know, big careers, long hours. Some of you are very busy with children, family stuff going on. You know, there can be distractions that come from yourself. Like there's a lot going on. But I think for us to allow our path and our purpose to truly unfold, we have to be in a high state of connection to ourselves. And that high state of connection to ourselves does not come every single day. It comes in the moment, like I had last night doing that meditation. I mean, I meditate a lot, but I haven't had a meditation like that. They come in these little moments. And when they come in, they really need to be minded. And anybody that joined the masterclass the other night, I could really feel such a strong energy, because a lot of the masterclass was actually connecting to our intuition and to our spiritual team. Reading the cards was actually the very, very, very last thing we did, only for about 15 minutes of this 2-hour class, because it's about us, and it's about our connection to spirit. So our connection to our purpose and our connection to our purpose unfolding is also very much connected to us, and very much connected to our higher energy. But if we don't have the sacred moments or the space for the sacred moments, how do we really connect to ourselves? And the thing about sacred moments is, I don't know if you can really create them. You can create sacred space, which absolutely heightens your chance and your ability to have a sacred moment. But sometimes they come out of nowhere. Sometimes they come when you're least expecting it. So I suppose today's teaching, kind of going around the world here, but today's teaching is about asking yourself, if right now your life is changing, if right now you're evolving, if right now you are in a transitionary period, or you wish to be in a transitionary period, or you've come out of one, wherever you are even, at this moment in time, are you honoring yourself enough to nourish and nurture yourself? We know that life is busy. We know that we all have a lot of responsibilities and stresses. And we know that it can be hard to make time because we prioritize things above ourselves more often than not. But there is time. There is always time. And in that time, how do you spend that? How do you spend your time creating space for yourself? How do you spend your time connecting with yourself? Because the purpose of your life, whether that changes 20 times over your lifetime, is always there and always present. And how it unfolds is when it has space to unfold. How it shows up and it's intuitively connected to is when there's space for you to intuitively connect to it. And so often, many of us, myself included, for many years I would have been in place of what is my purpose, and getting confused and getting upset and getting frustrated and doing things I didn't want to do and then doing things I did want to do, but then being unsure was it the right thing, and all of this stuff that we do to ourselves. And sometimes it just takes the quietest, peaceful moment to listen to you. And the other night at the masterclass, I did like a very, very quick intuitive exercise, where it's just getting you to kind of tune in to yourself, write down questions and give yourself yes or no answers. It seems like a very basic thing to do, but in those moments, you can actually get the biggest answers to your life that you need because you've given yourself space and time and you've made it a sacred space for that. So as your path and your purpose is unfolding now or changing or evolving or whatever it's doing, create these sacred spaces for yourself to hopefully have these sacred moments that you can really see everything unfold as it needs to and as the path starts to become a lot clearer for you. So I look forward to connecting with you all next week, and have a really lovely Thursday and a great weekend ahead.